today marks a special day for the Kingdom of the Netherlands, because we've been gathered here today for the first ever Caribbean Climate and Energy Conference, thanks to the leadership of Prime Minister Wever Kroes. So thank you for organizing this wonderful event. And we kick-started this Caribbean Climate and Energy Conference with a day specially dedicated to the Kingdom of the Netherlands, with delegates from Curaçao, Aruba, St. Maarten, Bonaire, Ceiba, Station, and the Netherlands. And we had a very constructive and open discussion this afternoon. And I'm really glad that we agreed that we will follow up with a Kingdom roadmap on climate mitigation, climate adaptation, the energy transition, so that we can really speed up our policies and deliver for our citizens a clean future, affordable energy, and also protect our beautiful islands of the Kingdom in this time of drastic climate change and extreme weather events. And this roadmap, we will draft this roadmap in the upcoming months. We will meet again at a Vierlanden overleg, specially dedicated to climate and energy policies. Already looking forward to that. But it's also very fitting and a great pleasure that I'm sitting here with these two great prime ministers of Aruba and St. Maarten to sign memorandums of understanding between the Netherlands and Aruba and the Netherlands and St. Maarten. We are announcing that we are going to strengthen the cooperation on renewable energy and climate action between our countries. And our goal is clear. We want clean and affordable energy for the people of Aruba and the people of St. Maarten. And the signing of these memorandums of understanding is an important step to achieving those goals. We are convinced that we can already achieve tangible results in the very short term. For instance, on Bonaire, where I visited the beautiful island I visited in the past few days, thousands of solar panels are now connected to the grid, only about 8 months after we took the final investment decision. So signing today this memorandum of understanding can hopefully kickstart the renewable transition on Aruba and St. Maarten as well. I'm also pleased to announce that the government of the Netherlands has decided to make the National Growth Fund of the Netherlands applicable for Curaçao, St. Maarten and Aruba. 100 million euros will be available from the National Growth Fund to accelerate the climate and energy transition in the CAS countries and improve employment, living standards, and economic growth potential on all three islands. And in addition, we will make funds through our main renewable energy subsidy scheme for cost-effective renewable energy projects, also available for Aruba, St. Maarten, and Curaçao. And later this week, I will visit Curaçao and sign a memorandum of understanding with the country as well. Our public research institute for applied science, TNO, will make extra expertise available for St. Maarten and Aruba as part of this memorandum of understanding, so that we can really see what is the potential for increasing the capacity of solar and wind, what is the opportunity for battery storage, for example, and what are the options for green hydrogen production, especially on Aruba and later this week on Curaçao. So to conclude, I'm very pleased with this first day of the Caribbean Climate and Energy Conference. Very looking forward to increase the cooperation with the four countries and six islands of the Kingdom, and pleased that we can now start with the signing ceremony and sign the MOUs with Aruba and with St. Maarten, so that we can bring climate justice to all our citizens, and that we can showcase that the Kingdom of the Netherlands can lead the way towards climate neutrality for all small islands.